Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farm or ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing, and we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org.
Well, cash cattle interest is expected to improve as the day progresses. Following very limited trade scattered through the country over the past couple of days, Tuesday posted limited cash market activity in the north at $169. This amount of trade's not enough to establish a good trend, as most of the heavy lifting of the weekly cattle trade still yet to come over the next several days. Asking prices not widely seen in the north, but cattle's in the south being priced $111 to $112. The focus on expected tighter supplies over the next few weeks is putting more emphasis on feeder expectations of continued cash market support, as packers desire to maintain current procurement levels. Hog futures are expected to be mixed to mostly higher during early moments of trade today, as traders return to the complex following underlying fundamental support being confirmed. The pullback in nearby hog futures trade yesterday continued to focus on widespread market shifts seen over the last several days as traders spent most of the day on position-taking actions. December Kansas City wheat trading about 4¾ cents lowered here this morning, falling back from its one-year high as traders remained conflicted between bearish world wheat supplies on one hand and prospects for lower 2021 production from dry weather concerns on the other. In southern Russia, this week's forecast has a little better chance for light to moderate showers, helping to ease but not solve Russia's dry winter wheat conditions. Here in the U.S., rain is expected to come to the Pacific Northwest, Montana, and Great Lakes region, but will stay mostly dry in the western U.S. plains and western Canadian prairie. December corn corn's down a penny early here this morning after USDA said 41% of corn was harvested as of October 11th, ahead of its usual pace. And November soybeans are up 1.5 cents early today, still finding support after Monday's 31¾-cent sell-off. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, as we take a look at our livestock futures, October live cattle up 47 cents, 108.82. December up 40 at 111.22. October feeder cattle up 82, 138.12. November up 127, 136.82. December hogs down 47 cents yesterday, 66.15. Kansas City wheat, December up 1¼, 532.5. March up 3/4 at 541. Chicago wheat, December up a penny, 595. March up a half at 597¾. December corn down a quarter penny, 391. March down 3/4 at 398.5. November soybeans up 5¾ at 1049¾. January up 5 cents, 1052. And December cotton up 35 cents. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.